Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Yo, welcome to the NS9 postgame show powered by Permane Brothers. I'm your host, Anthony DiNardo. With me, Tyler Sweeney. We are back. We were on, I believe, 48 hours ago to begin this game on an NS9 game day with Dallas Braden, by the way. So if you haven't checked that out, it's on YouTube right now. Check it out. The podcast is out for those two innings as well. Dallas, awesome dude. But then we had the rain delay. We said, see ya. and now we're back. So, hey, something we didn't think that was going to happen, though. When that rain delay came, it's over. Right, Tyler? It was over.
Oh, yeah. I was ready to come on here and trash the team again. Say what a waste of a day this was. And man, it was a long day. It does feel like it was 48 hours ago. A lot has happened here. Somehow they pull out a win. The bats come alive. We have a lot to talk about today, DiNardo.
A lot. And I forget half of it. So I want to be honest. Right. So as we come back, I didn't know the game started, by the way. I happened to hear something in the background. I was like, oh, shoot. I run to the room. I was like, oh, the game's starting. And as we'll get to, but I was like, wait, we walked two more batters? it's definitely over now. But yeah, it was like one of those things. Like now I'm looking at the box score. I was like, wait, Kutch had two hits and a walk tonight? Really? He had another hit too and a walk? Anyways, yeah, it was a long, long day. A lot happened. Good, bad, and different. Just there's a lot of things happened. Well, let's go ahead and start from the very, very, very beginning, a long, long time ago, in a very, very dark place in PNC Park. Paul Skeens made his debut today. All the hype is around Paul Skeens. And I would say he delivered. It wasn't the best, most fantastic start you saw in your life. You know, he had his struggles. He had his moments. He fought through. The box score doesn't look as pretty. Thanks, Kyle Nicholas. But I think it was a fine debut for Paul Skeens.
I guess fine's a decent way to put it. But I don't think it was a good debut by any stretch. Obviously, you hope for more. You hope the command gets better, and I think it will get a lot better. I just don't want to come off as how we seem like we're very excited about the start from Paul Skeens. It wasn't that good of an outing from him. He wasn't very efficient. Seven strikeouts is great. He was able to get the whiffs. We talked about it. We were on here live during it, and we'll have a lot of content provided about it. It was, you know, it's probably what you should expect. Our expectations have been raised so high just because of what we talked about with Jared Jones and how well he has pitched at this point in the season. So, yeah, we probably were a little bit shooting for the stars here with Paul Skeens, and it just turned out to be fine.
And I think that's part of the evil to this. Paul Skeens is a very hyped pitcher. He has so much talent that when he has an outing like today, it's like, well, wait a minute. I thought this guy was supposed to be good. He's a rookie still. His very first start. You know, butterflies could be there. I'm not going to go all in analyzing that stuff, but it was a good enough start, as we keep saying, right, with all this starting pitching. Like, it was still a good enough start for this team to be in it. Granted, they won, not in part because of that start, but they did win. And, he showed the talent he has. Again, just blowing by 100 miles an hour, right? You saw the slider. Like, you saw the stuff. It wasn't the best, right? He wasn't having the best command of it. But it's there. I mean, it is there. Oh, yeah. And what we talked mostly in the game was he didn't have his stuff working for him the best today. But because it's so good, those mistakes, he can get by them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's not a knock on Paul Skeens at all. It's just that he wasn't as sharp as he could have been today.
Right.
It's a debut. It's probably unfair of us to expect him to go out there and just be completely dominant like he has been all year at the minor league level. That's probably unfair of us. But when you've done what he's done to this point, it's hard not to have those expectations.
Right. Right. And Tyler, just to interject here, just everyone let everyone know. So, pause it. BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today and use your mobile device to get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
And Paul Skeens hit the over in strikeouts.
There you go. We were talking about that, right? 6.5. He hit the over. And we talked how the inning is going to be a big factor. If he goes 5-6, maybe. If he goes like 4-5, maybe not. Hey, he went 4. And he hit the over. So, again, just kind of show the talent. 7 strikeouts, 4 innings. Paul Skeens is that guy. 16 whiffs today. 14 whiffs today.
And let's be honest, like, one of the main reasons that the start feels maybe a little more fine than good is what happened in that fifth inning there and how it unraveled, not really to his fault.
Well, partly. I mean, he was a factor of the two guys being on base, to be fair. However, two outs, bases loaded, 12 straight balls. You walk 3 guys. Come on, Kyle Nicholas. Come on, man. Yeah, that was just, again, the moment we're talking about. The Pirates had a lead. The offense was there. Paul Skeens was pitching good enough. The offense came out. It was a 6-1 ball game. 2 guys on. Yeah, Paul Skeens, the fifth inning didn't go. You were hoping he was going to get through it, right? Didn't go quite as planned. But bases loaded, 2 outs, and you walk 3 straight batters, and then Fleming comes in and says, you know what? Let's kind of continue this. This seems fun. I want to be part of this also, and does the same thing. You can't just keep walking batters in. I mean, guys, what are you doing here?
I like what you're doing there, Kyle. Let me follow that up.
Right.
And then he continues to throw balls.
And walking batters in for runs is also.
I mean, they're... How many balls in a row did this team throw? It was somewhere close to 17. It was ridiculous.
Right.
That inning was so ugly. Honestly, I was fully prepared to come on this show and just go off about this team after that fifth inning.
Let's be honest. We're talking about the team that scored 67 runs in the last 27 games, something like that. Very close. Fact check me if you want. They don't score runs, right? It's a team that has a 61 weighted runs created plus in the past 27 games. They scored 6 today in 5 innings.
Mm-hmm.
They're not scoring anymore. So right. When the Cubs tie it up and they're going into a delay to get even colder, no, this is it. This is done. The Pirates are absolutely losing today. We've seen this story. This is how they're going to ruin the Paul Skeens debut. And we got to do a post-game show in who knows how long. And I don't know. I'm kind of feeling under the weather. Jim, can you fill in for me? Because I don't know if I'm going to make it tonight. But that's not how it turned out. It kind of turned fun. It was definitely interesting. And it's a W. Paul Skeens doesn't get the win, but it's a W on Paul Skeens' debut day at a score of 10-9.
Yeah, it was an ugly 10-9, but it was kind of fun, I guess. Like, it's nice to see the long ball come back. 4 home runs today. Got it from 4 different guys. They scored in multiple different innings, which has just not happened for a very long period of time.
Also that part.
The bats came alive. Paul Skeens brought the bats with him. Obviously, it's his credit that they scored runs. Paul Skeens' arrival, Pirates score runs. Correlation equals causation.
Absolutely.
Lawyered.
No small sample. One game means everything.
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 So, and what's ironic, on track for what? Like, I don't know, 15 strikeouts a game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Every 9 innings?
What's ironic is we've talked about, like, I mean, the starting pitching has been absolutely brilliant. Gosh. It's been great. The bullpen has been solid, right? And it's always the offense is letting this team down. You know, we talk about, like, 3-2 losses. What's that?
I was counting the home runs on my hand. Yeah, 5.
Oh, yes,
5. It was a long game.
We were talking about, like, 3-2 losses just suck. I mean, they're just, it's bad to watch, right? Like, I'll take a 10-9 loss over a 3-2 loss. And again, like, they won today, so that's good. But as we're alluding to, like, today was actually fun and exciting and interesting. And again, they did win 10-9, but it's like, if it was reversed, yeah, we'd be upset. But, like, at least there was some action going. There's stuff to talk about. But let's get to the offensive side a little bit. I mean, Kutch leads off. How many times we have to pound the table? Like, hey, what if you let off Kutch a little bit more? Opens a game with a leadoff walk. That's what he does. He's a good leadoff hitter. You know what else he did today in the leadoff spot?
Homered.
He homered. He homered. It went over the wall, and this time, a glove didn't catch it. So, once again, like, this is something I do want to hammer the table for. And this isn't just because of the situation. I know people jokingly say it, but Kutch isn't dead. Kutch isn't washed. He's honestly having a better season this year, truly, than like last year. Just stuff isn't falling for him. Right? We talk about the barrels. We talk about the contact he's had. A lot of bad luck with them finding gloves in the outfield. Twice this week, he's had a homer in like every ballpark but PNC Park, and it was caught. Today, it actually goes over the fence. Like, you could easily have 3 more home runs this week, and instead it's just 1. And that changes the entire slash line, too. So, Kutch is every bit part of this team because he is still a player, not because he was hitting 300, not because he's the face, the name, the PR, the marketing. This guy belongs on the team because of his actual play. And today you saw why. 2 hits, a walk, 1 being a homer, and yeah, they needed that homer big time today.
Oh, yeah. Really like him in that leadoff role. It's a spot that I think you have to keep him in, maintain the consistency. We talked about it before of the shuffling of the lineup that Derek Shelton does like to do. Hopefully we start to see some of these guys find a role in this lineup and stay in that role for an extended period of time. Same thing with like an O'Neill Cruz. Connor Joe getting consistent at bats. Hopefully we're starting to see these guys carve out roles and the Pirates keep them in those roles and stop shuffling it as often as they have, because the bats slowly but surely look like they're waking up a touch.
I don't want to go that far yet.
I mean, they were dead.
They were dead. Here's what I'll say. Kutch's results haven't been there, but his bat has been alive for, I think, like 3 weeks now, honestly. Cruz's is absolutely waking up. I'm saying this because collectively, I'm not so sure if they're waking up, but a few individually are. And Cruz is on fire right now.
Oh, yeah.
Cruz is absolutely just tearing it up. Reynolds is still Reynolds. Hayes goes on the IL today. His bat hasn't been inspiring by all means, but it hasn't been a problem. Now he is out. So that means Alika's back. Jared Triolo is probably like your everyday third baseman, who Jared Triolo has been part of the problem also, though he had some big hits today. But I don't know if I'm ready to go as far as like the team is waking up. Like, it's coming close. They've had moments. Today was just a weird game too. But I'll say, like, at least Kutch might start to like find luck on his side. They're going to start to fall, and Cruz absolutely is. So like, if you can at least give me Cruz, Reynolds, and Kutch, there's a start at least.
And here's the other thing about the hot streak that Cruz has been on. We're seeing him hit in the top four parts of the order. They're not shoving him down there at seven. What are we seeing when he's hitting up towards the top? He's getting better pitches to drive, because he actually has some guys around him who aren't completely useless human beings at the plate. Like, I know it's not the... I know.
They're just less useless than the other guys behind him.
Exactly, but there's literally no threat when he's hitting seven anywhere around him.
Oh, and actually, yeah, my bad. I don't know why I thought Connor Joe. There's four guys right now in this lineup that are...
Yeah.
I'm feeling confident in.
So keep him towards the top part of the order. For some reason, well, we know the reason, but teams are giving him more mistake pitches at this point, it feels like. And he saw on his home run today, there were three in a row that he got, and the third one he just finally murdered. Keep him up there. Guys around him can actually put the ball in play, and maybe teams aren't going to be so careful with them.
Right. I'm all for it. I'm absolutely for it. And especially the way he's playing now, he's earned it. There's no reason he needs to be batting down there. Not with the performance of the rest of the team, and not with his performance also. At least before, you could argue he's deserving of being number seven. It was really bad. But at this point in time, his season's been a complete 180 at this point.
And you can't even give me the excuse about we're going to hit him lower against lefties. Justin Steele's a pretty good lefty, and you hit him in a cleanup spot today. He had another good day.
Cruz now, mind you, Tyler, this point in time, O'Neill Cruz hitting .288, .318, slugging .437, weighted runs created plus at a .110. He's now 10% above average. Like, he was bad. He was absolutely bad. K rate at 33.6, that's dropped. I mean, that's still not where you want to see it at. You want it to be a little bit lower than that, obviously. But like, comparatively where it was at before, it's dropped. He's looking really good, really comfortable with that plate, and he's driving the ball. And twice today, Tyler, we talked about it live when we saw the first one. And obviously you saw, what's Jim talking about? I got what numbers right. Oh, my bad. He's batting .268. Okay, close enough. But
you just made all three of them up. One of them was right.
I just can't read. That's too far away. But no, like, the effort in the swing. He hit the one 114 and the last one 119. And none of those looked like it was like a max effort swing. No. It's remarkable.
No, his home run was silly. Like, he half swung and hit 114 miles an hour.
Yes.
Like, the things he can do, it's incredible. Just once that consistency can get there, like, we talk about it all the time, but that consistency has to come, and it's only going to come by getting those consistent at-bats that we keep talking about.
Yep. Yep.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
So exciting stuff. Going down here, so like we mentioned, O'Neill Cruz also had a home run. Kutch had a home run. Connor Joe had a home run. Yasmani Grandal, I want to talk about him a little bit, had a home run. He also had two hits today. His OPS is now at a 749, mm-hmm. right? Talk about small sample and what a one game can do for you. 749. Now it's like, oh, Grandal's a good hitter. This is a great signing. I do want to go back to what I said, and it hasn't been pretty since. And this is also why I haven't really bashed him to this point. He is the slowest person in the entire world. That's factually correct. So when we talk about that, those are facts. But I haven't talked too much about his performance. I mean, last night, the defense, that was an issue. But I haven't – when he came up, I said I want to allow him some time because I'm not sure what I'll make of Yasmani Grandal yet. I know it wasn't pretty with the White Sox. I've said I want to give him some leash because I'm not so sure if it was just the White Sox situation. Grandal, we'll find out. Again, this isn't today because he hit the home run, has two hits, 749 OPS. I'm saying, yep, see, I told you. It's just – this is also why I still want to wait and see from him. It's still a very, very small sample, but I'm not ready to write him off. That's all. And this is why. So we had a hit last night. He got a hit today. Yeah, double last night, then a home run and a single today and a walk. No walk today. Sorry. That was last yesterday. Yesterday he got the walk, right?
I don't yesterday know. How single these to walk run today. Together. No. I feel like we've watched this, four games in one day.
It's like I said, like was Paul Skene start today or was it yesterday? I don't remember. But at any rate, you know, like the bats looked better. Yeah. So 2-for-4 today, 3 RBIs for Grandal. It was a big day for him. And he was a big part of today's win also. When the Pirates walked 2 more guys to score 2 more runs today, he was the one that was able to get that lead back with that 3-run shot.
No, that home run was huge. He got a mistake pitch and we saw that a couple times a day by the Pirates. The Cubs did make some mistake pitches, and the Pirates actually punished them for it and punished him by hitting the ball over the wall.
Mm-hmm.
In regard to his defense, I'd be interested to look more into today. I feel like he wasn't exactly strong behind the plate at getting strikes when he possibly could have. I know there were a few that were in the zone that he didn't get. And I didn't want to put those on the umpire because it seemed like he let him pull him out of the zone. I don't have the information in front of me, so I'd have to actually look into that or someone can fact check that for me. But that's just the eyeball test I saw today. He did throw out a runner.
Now that was
a huge, great throw. I mean, didn't throw out another runner, but he didn't stand a chance on that one. Defensively, it's hard to really tell. I'd have to really dig into it. But the thrown out runner was huge, especially with Skene's on the mound. He's not the quickest to the plate. Jim mentioned it on the show earlier. He does have a good move over, but he's just not going to be quick to the plate. He's 6'6". But if he's able to throw out runners every now and then with Skene's on the mound, that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. 11 hits. Pirates had 11 hits. They scored 10 runs today. It's crazy. They haven't done that. They haven't scored more. I mean, last month was it 5 runs the most they've scored in a game? Is that what it is? Maybe probably. 6, I think. I think 6 one time.
God only knows.
So 10 runs today. And again, as mentioned, 5 walks, 11 hits. Well, let's go to the Cubs side too. The Cubs had 10 walks. The Cubs walked 10 times today. 10 hits, 10 walks. That's what I jokingly said. If I told you yesterday, especially after yesterday's game, that Paul Skene is going to start today and the Cubs are going to walk 10 times and have 10 hits and the Pirates will win by a run, what the hell would you be thinking?
I would think that Paul Skene was hitting today. Because that's the only way they were going to score.
Probably a lot better than he's pitching also.
Yeah. I probably would have called you crazy that the bats suddenly break out, but hey, they finally took advantage of some mistakes and the one part of this team picked up the other part for the first time in a long time. The bats actually picked up the pitching staff because the pitching was bad today.
Yeah.
The bats finally came through for them.
You know what I fear?
That the pitching's going to go in the toilet and now the bats are going to wake up?
We talked like the last 3 weeks of, right? That the bats are going, because the pitch, like, you can't expect this from the rotation, especially for the entire year, how good they've been. I mean, maybe with Paul Skeens in there, maybe, but like it, they've been playing really, really good. When are they going to struggle? Is this it? The bat's now alive and now the pitching's going to struggle and we're going to continue this? I hope not. But any rate,
losing,
yeah,
games 13-7.
Hey, at least you know what? Yeah, right. But yeah, man, like today was just, it was a struggle. You can blame a lot on Shelton too. I mean, Kyle Nicklaus has to do better. And what we talked about with on game day was, and I don't want to make this bigger than it is, it's just the irony on the day that it happened and everything, but you know, you can't question it. Rowanzi was DFA'd today. And he was DFA'd in favor of keeping Kyle Nicklaus on the major league team because they could have just optioned him. And on the day that that happened, Kyle Nicklaus walked three straight batters to have what was once a 6-1 ball game end up being 6-6 in that same inning, tied ball game going into the delay. Not pretty for Kyle Nicklaus. And the thing is, like, that's what, like, Kyle Nicklaus showed everything about Kyle Nicklaus today in that inning, which ended up being what point? How many seconds for him? 0.2 innings he pitched.
Yeah.
He had 4 runs, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. And those 2 strikeouts were filthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looked nasty.
And then he walked 3 straight batters on 12 pitches.
Yeah, like you said, it was the full Kyle Nicklaus experience. Those 2 batters, elevated fastball, he was untouchable. And then all of a sudden, he just could not throw a strike. And for whatever reason, Derek Shelton was just asleep at the wheel at that point. Because it took like 10 balls in a row for him to finally get someone up.
How do you allow that in this game?
Yeah, it was questionable to bring him in to begin with because I think Bellinger was up at that point when they pulled Skeens.
I'm going to see if I can find out real quick if you keep talking.
I can't. Yeah, I think it was a lefty that was up, and I believe they had Fleming up in the pen along with Nicklaus. You let me know here shortly if you can find it.
Yeah. Yep. Pitching okay. Well, Kyle Nicklaus replaced Paul Skeens. Cody Bellinger strikes up. Out.
I don't know why. I know it worked out because he got Bellinger out, but still questionable there to go Nicklaus instead of Fleming. I don't know. I think it's just a bad decision in general. That entire fifth inning, I think, was a big old bad decision by Derek Shelton.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree. Like, you allowed that to happen.
And then he compounded it by leaving him in too long.
Yeah. So luckily the team overcame it, but they very, very much could not have. And yes, ultimately the blame's on Kyle Nicklaus for just being awful. Throw a strike. And that's the thing that got me the most. Bases are loaded with 2 outs. Just throw strikes. Just get the ground out. Even if you allow 1 run, then keep throwing strikes and get the next ground out. But you allowed 3 runs because you just couldn't find the strike zone at all. Nowhere near it. And like you're talking about with Grandal, about his framing, like, all 12 of those pitches were nowhere near the strike zone. Grandal could even try to frame one for a strike. All 12 were nowhere near. You can't do that. You're a major league pitcher. You can't have this happen.
I mean, it's not that easy to throw strikes, but
it is if you're a major league pitcher. That's the difference. The
All right,
difference
now you sound
between
like
a major league pitcher and not a major league pitcher is you can throw 1 strike in 12 attempts.
Well, that's where the line is because Kyle Nicklaus isn't a major league pitcher, plain and simple.
Well, there you go.
We're back to square one. Why is Kyle Nicklaus not a major league pitcher in the game at that point? I know it's early. You can't go to any back-end guys then, but you had better options. And Shelton just failed there, plain and simple. Bad decision. He screwed the pooch.
Yeah. Yep. But again, hey, ultimately the team was able to overcome it. David Bednar does come in as well and
look terrible again.
Keeps it interesting. It was a 10-8 game. He allows it leadoff double. Yep. Here we go again. ends up scoring. It's 10-9, but he does get out of it. Does get the save ultimately, but still just doesn't look like vintage David Bednar. He hasn't all year. There's been glimpses, but like what's ironic too is not much seems different.
Just not missing bats.
Right.
And Jim brings it up here in the comments. Jack Suwinski probably needs to make a better play on that ball that ended up as a double, bounced on the bottom of the wall. Like, he probably can make that play. He got turned around. Not good out there. Also, Aroldis Chapman didn't look good as well today. Both of them right now. Nothing looks different stuff-wise, but command's terrible, and they look extra hittable. And yeah, they only gave up one run between them, so I guess all's well if it ends well.
There it is.
For tomorrow.
So it was kind of ironic. Like Chapman was going 95-95, and then Madrigal came up, and he was like, I'm going to dial back, and he hit one.
Yeah.
101 almost twice. I'm not going to say it because, again, Tyler, it was 100.9, so he didn't hit 101, but it was upper 100 mile an hour. He dialed back and said, I'm giving you everything here. And I mean, he ended up striking out Madrigal, but like you said, like it didn't look sharp, but then like vintage, I feel like he's been doing that quite a bit this season too. Like the velocity goes down and then it just pulls out of nowhere. Like, he still has it, but it's not consistent. Velocity wise, I'm speaking of the pitching itself has just not been consistent at all ever.
Yeah. No, he walks way too many people right now.
Yeah.
It's stupid. You can't throw strikes. Like you are a major league pitcher. Throw strikes.
Right. Tyler.
It's about that time.
Is it time?
I think it's about that time.
So everyone, the comment's been going, but as you know, comment, raise it. Here's your opportunity to win two free Permane Brothers sandwiches. We're about to get to the giveaway here in a second. So I'm giving you a last opportunity again. So go ahead in the comments, hashtag raise it. Just like you see on the bottom corner next to Tyler's microphone and pretty face that doesn't have a mustache. Doesn't have a mustache.
Today was weird.
Doesn't have a mustache. This is why nobody likes you.
True.
Everyone owned Tyler in the comments as well. Doesn't have a mustache. Promised everyone a mustache. Does not have a mustache. I
completely forgot.
Hashtag raise it in the comments. Get yourself some two free Permane sandwich, Permane Brother sandwiches. I'm about to go to the draw now. So everyone, again, as always, we appreciate you. Go ahead if you haven't. Like, subscribe to this channel. If you're interested in the memberships, you can check those out too. They start at 99 cents. Have some cool perks. Only 53 entries though. I'm giving you guys two more seconds. Hashtag raise it. 53. All right, let's do it. You ready, Tyler?
I'm ready.
Dennis. We got new blood. Congrats, Dennis. So here's the deal. Go ahead and DM us on whatever social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, even TikTok. Don't do TikTok. I never see the DMs there. or email us at northshore9@gmail.com. So congrats, Dennis.
Congratulations, Dennis.
Reach out to us. Give the email. I'm sorry. Give us the address you want me to send these to. We'll have those out to you this week. And that's it. Pirates win 18-22 now.
It's been a long day, man.
I'm ready to get out of here.
Me too.
I know you guys can't see. I've been good, haven't been drinking on air, but yeah, I'm ready to go. There's my margarita mix.
There you go.
Let's get this. All right.
Thank you guys for staying in there with us today.
Yes.
It was
a fun day. It was a fun day. So let's get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. Maybe Falter pitches. You and I, not in the post game. We are done. Nope.
Tomorrow's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there.
That's right. Happy Mother's Day, Araldis. Enjoy your evening.
Hey, you all. Thank you for watching. I know we try to provide the most entertaining content that we can, and we'd love to spread it to as many people as possible. So I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you could take the 5 seconds to like this video and subscribe to the page, it helps out so much more than you know. Thank you, and let's go Bucks.